From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of geologist Brian Atwater, we present part three of Earthquake Ecologist, featuring Maria Graham. Maria Graham, a travel writer, observed an earthquake near Valparaiso, Chile, in 1822. Interested in geology, she recounted the main shock, listed aftershocks, and described eruptions of watery sand from what today would be called liquefaction. In addition, she reported coastal uplift. The bed of the sea lay bare and dry, with oysters, mussels, and other shells adhering to the rocks on which they grew, the fish being all dead and exhaling the most offensive effluvia. George Ballas Greenough, a lawyer and geologist, thought uplift impossible except at volcanoes. He publicly accused Graham of delusion and deceit. Graham called the attack uncourteous. She vouched for her coastal evidence, and she professed indifference as to whether Mr. Greenough ascribes this to a partial elevation of the coast of Chile or to a change of level of the whole mighty Pacific Ocean, which must have extended to Polynesia, India, and China. The fact is, Graham declared, there was a change in the relative position of the land and water, and to save circumlocution, she would use the word raised or elevated in describing that change. Maria Graham pioneered scientific reporting of vertical displacement that accompanies subduction earthquakes. Her successors include Robert Fitzroy and Charles Darwin. Sudden uplift onshore or offshore is today seen as a hallmark of subduction earthquakes worldwide. Here in Cascadia, simulations of sudden uplift set off virtual tsunamis on computer screens. The resulting maps of evacuation areas are distant descendants of Earthquake Ecology by Maria Graham. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.